This is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. It is Monday, and guess what? It is snowing once again in Chicago. It's mid-March. Come on, bring some sunshine, would you please? Now, for those of you who are my friends who live in sunny areas, appreciate what you got. No longer send me text messages telling me how sunny it is. That's just downright cruel. And do me a favor, send some of that sunshine my way. Well, again, this is a new week, and we're discussing a new topic this week, the nature of man. You know, there are three areas that I consider vital for a scripture believer's life. Number one, we need to understand what is man, his nature. Getting this wrong results in all kinds of horrible teaching. The doctrine of eternal conscious torment, a man-made invention, of course, and purgatory, and all this afterlife nonsense. If you don't understand the nature of man, you're going to start teaching that death isn't really death, and men go to a better place when they die, etc., etc., and it denies the teaching of the resurrection. So we need to get this doctrine right. Number two, the doctrine of the Trinity. Awful teaching. That really messes up a lot of stuff. If you make Christ a member of the Trinity, then Christ never really died. And the foundation of our gospel is that Christ died for our sins. Well, he didn't do that if he's part of a Trinity. Trinitarian doctrine is another human invention, and we need to understand the right relationship between the Father and the Son. This is vital. And then number three, as we talked about in previous programs, correctly cutting the word of truth. We need to understand the nature of the word of God and how it needs to be correctly cut, put in its proper place, and we talked about this in previous programs, so go back and listen to those things. You know, we won't understand what our role is in this world, in our relationship to our Heavenly Father, if we do not correctly cut the word of truth. All right, first of all, we're going to talk about the nature of man. Now, God knows what man is. Did you know that? Of course he does. He created man, so he knows what man is. Men are confused, and they're confused because of conflicting and confusing terminology. People love to come up with one-liners and bumper sticker theology and doctrinal statements to try to sum up teaching. They try to explain God's explanations, and usually man's explanations of God's explanation only mess things up horribly. So we need to go to the owner's manual. We need to get God's teaching on the nature of man. The Apostle Paul warned us about people who use conflicting terminology. It's called I'll turn there right now. In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul says, excuse me, in 1 Timothy, bear with me as I turn there. 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul tells us this. Now, the Spirit is saying explicitly that in subsequent eras, some will be withdrawing from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and the teaching of demons in the hypocrisy of false expressions. False expressions ruin us. Now, we got to take our cue from, by the way, correctly translated scriptures. And let me just say, you will not understand the nature of man if you're getting your cues from a King James Bible and all the modern versions, because they usually do not follow the Hebrew and Greek when it comes to this topic. So this is vital. So we're going to go to the owner's manual now. First of all, let's turn to Genesis 1:26. And we read this, and Elohim said, "Let us make humanity in our image and according to our likeness. Let them hold sway over the fish of the sea and over the flyer of the heavens, over the domestic beast, over the land, over every land animal, and over every creeper that is creeping on the earth." In this verse, we read about man's position. We see his relationship to God in Genesis 1:26, and we also see his relationship to the creation. But when we come to Genesis 2:7, we read about the nature of man. So turn there, and we read here, "Yahweh Elohim formed the human out of soil from the ground, and he blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and the human became a living soul." Now, here in this verse, we have body, spirit, and soul. The human is formed from soil. The breath is the basis of spirit, and the soul is the result of the union of body and breath. These are not three distinct items. Let me repeat. These are not three distinct items. The soil existed. The breath was given by God. It was God's gift. You can see that in Ecclesiastes 12:7. But the soul wasn't added to these. Soul was the result of the union of soil and breath. And then in this phrase here in Genesis 2:7, it says, and the human became a living soul. The word became documents the result of a previous action. And what was that previous action? Yahweh Elohim forming human from soil of the ground and blowing into his nostrils the breath of life. And what was the result? Man becoming a living soul. A new element isn't introduced. So God's owner's manual, the God who knows what man is, tells us the following. Number one, man is soil. Number two, his life is of the spirit. And number three, man became a living soul without the addition of anything else. If you take away the spirit, the soul is gone. And why is that? Because when God blew it, the spirit, into the human, it resulted in soul. That was the result. So if you take away the spirit, the soul is gone. Soil and breath existed before Adam was created. The body is soil, the spirit was from God, and soul was the result. And guess what? Death is the reversal of this. It's simply a reversal. In Genesis 3:19, we read the following, by the sweat of your brow shall you eat your bread until you return to the ground. And that's a good definition of death, a return. Until you return to the ground, for from it were you taken, for soil you are, human is soil, and to soil you shall return. At death, it's the reversal of that process. The soil goes back to the ground, the spirit, the breath goes back to God who gave it, and the soul goes to the unseen. You can't see it anymore. It doesn't exist. There's no consciousness in death, and we're going to get into this more in coming programs. So what is death? Think about this. I was born on May 4th, 1970. At death, I will return to the same condition I was in 1968. That's death. So put your birthday down and go back about a year and a half before. I will go into the exact same place I was before I was conceived in my mother's womb. So if I die, I'll be in that same state I was way before I was conceived. And you know what? I may not die. The snatching away is coming. I'd rather see the Undertaker than the Undertaker. I'm sure you would too. We got a lot more coming in these programs on this topic, so stay with us. This is Dan Sheridan reminding you of this. The closer you draw near to God as he's revealed in the correctly cut scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you'll be. And guess what? You'll also find joy and peace. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.